Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Father.
I'm so happy to be here with you all this early Christmas, early Mass today. Last night, we have a really big crowd at 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m. We have Mass over here, and we have Mass in the Lux Mundi Hall. Everyone is like so many people. It could be like the most crowded masses I ever seen. Like over here is filled, and then in the Lux Mundi Hall, we use every single chair. It's like every single chair in the whole church for the people, and we did not have enough chairs for people. I'm so happy to be here with you all for this Christmas. Last Christmas, I prayed and I asked the Lord that God help me to be like taller a little bit, because I remember that. And 1 year already, nothing happened to me. I'm still at the same size. And then I keep praying with that prayers a lot. So, Lord, help me to be taller, man. Help me to be taller. This year, this Christmas, I would love to share with you 3 points from my homily today. The first one, the gift. Second, gratitude. And the last one, grace. The first one, the gift. When I was in the middle school, I loved a girl. She's cute and she's smart. And then at that time, we did not have cell phones. We did not have like computers, laptop, or iPhones, nothing. But we all have like the letters. So I wrote for her many letters, and I just sent it to her. I wrote like mean letters to her. And then we just like exchanged all the letters. And of course, I had to ask her friend like, hey, can you give that letter to her? Like, because I cannot give to her directly. You know what I mean? Like, when you give the letter to someone you love, you cannot give to her directly. So I gave to her like so many letters. And then around like a couple months later, like 7 months or 8 months later, I did not receive any letters from her at all, like after 7 months. And I met her in the school, and then I asked her, hey, I did not receive any letters from you. Anything happened? And she told me that, hey, Anthony, I'm sorry, I loved another boy already. So she broke up with me. So, and my first encounter with love is brokenness. Brother and sister, the gift. We know that from all eternity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So the whole human history is right here, okay? Right. From the beginning, like the creation, the creation, and till the end, the human salvation is right here. God is above here. Above here, God, the Holy Trinity, He has everything already from the beginning of the creation. He planned everything. God, He Himself, has everything right here from the beginning. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit waiting all the time until the moment that Jesus Himself became man. The incarnation of Jesus Himself, He became like us. He became like normal man on earth, fully God and fully man. When I prayed about that, I asked the Lord, God, why you want to be like me? Why you want to be like man? So, PhD question for you. Can God save you without the incarnation? Yeah. Yes, He can. Obviously. Why? He's God. He can save you in 1 second. Okay? But why God chose to be a man? Why God chose to be like you and like me? I loved that girl. And all the desire I have for her is be with her. When you love someone, you want to be with them. When you love someone, you want to talk to them. When you love someone, you want to hang out with them. That is exactly like God. Like he wants to be with you. Like from all eternity, God is like above here. And then human salvation is right here. And then God came down like a man, like a baby, because he wants to talk. He wants to hang out. He wants to love. He wants to be with you. Because why? From all eternity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the fundamental essence of God is love. So that because God loves the world so, so much, so that he became man, so that he wants to be with us. Hey, I want to talk to you. I want to write a letter for you. Hey, I want to be with you. And I thought like I found my forever love. Like I found like eternal love. Yeah, I love that girl so much. She's so cute. She's so smart. And then forever love. You know what I mean? But she broke up. Human love, never, never, forever, I guess. But the divine love is forever. The divine love that God is for you is so powerful, and then it's so eternal that God chose to be like man to say that, hey, God Jesus himself, the second person of the Holy Trinity, became man, and then he revealed for all humanity that, hey, inside of me, like inside of the Holy Trinity, look at me, inside of the Holy Trinity, there is love, like inside of us, like God the Father and me and God the Holy Spirit, we love each other so much, and I want you to share that love for you. I want to show the humanity that my love for you so that I can become like you, so that I can tell you in the human language that I love you by the human language. With the divine word. You get that? Like, God, he's going to tell you, hey, I love you with your tongue, with your language, with English language, or with Latin, whatever it is, with Spanish, or whatever it is. Like, I love you. Like, the word of God, he spoke out to the humanity by those words. And then to prove that, from all eternity, God loves human beings. Because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. He sent his son as a gift. So Jesus himself is a gift, eternal love from the Father to the humanity. The second, gratitude. So if we know that Jesus himself is a gift for us, Christmas is a gift for us. I think the best way to respond is being thankful, gratitude. I had I had the whole communion at the Rocky Mountain Nursing Home, right at Wadsworth and Quincy, right in the front of Costco. Okay, like you will see like the Rocky Mountain Nursing Home right there, right in front of the Costco for that area. So I came to anoint a lady in that nursing home. And then after the anointing, all the people in nursing home, like the Catholic people, they surrounded me. And then they asked me, hey, Father Anthony, you are a priest. Would you help us? Would you say Mass for us? We did not have Mass for years, 4 years, 5 years, we stuck in this nursing home. No one takes us to the church to have Mass. Would you help us with the sacraments? And I told them, yes, I'm gonna have Mass for you. And I'm gonna start like whole communion services for this location. 2 weeks later, of course, I emailed the manager, emailed like the parish, emailed the volunteer, asking the volunteer, and I came back 2 weeks after that, and I opened Masses for them. So Masses at nursing home, you know that we gathered like together in the room, and then Mass was so normal until the point that the person, she received the Holy Communion. So I gave her the Holy Communion, and she received it. And then when she received it, look at me, brother and sister, look at me. You need to look at me right now, okay? Look at me. So when she received it, she bowed her head. She bowed her head like this. She raised her hand and she told God, God, it's so long. It's 2 years already. She made the whole room cry. She made me cry. Brother and sister, she received the Eucharist today in the end of Mass. You will receive God. You will receive a Eucharist. Brother and sister, I want you to be like that woman. Like she just like bow her head and then pray to God, like, God, it is so long already, God. Like I have not received you, but now finally I can receive you. Brother and sister, gratitude, like her being thankful for those moments that she encountered with the holiness, like human being, unworthiness, encounters with holiness. Today you will receive God's the same, the Eucharist, God from all creation, God Jesus himself incarnated it into the human being. I want you to receive him today and receive him with all your heart. Like he wants to be with you. Like God wants to talk to you, wants to hang out with you, wants to love you, and then he wants to be with you. So today, I want you to be with him as well. You both are like right here. I want you to be, say close to him, because when you receive him into your heart, I want you to receive him. Because so powerful, whenever I pray for the Eucharist, that image, that lady came to me so vivid, like, God, it's so long, it's been 2 years already. I want you to receive him and then be thankful for that, for this Christmas. The last one, grace. Yesterday, the Holy Father opened for the whole Catholic Church the Jubilee year, the year of hope. This year, 2025, the theme will be pilgrims of hope. So the whole year, we're going to talk about the virtue of hope and the hope as a Catholic. So the Jubilee year, the holy year for all the Catholics. I would say the most important for the holy year is indulgence. Have you heard about the word indulgence? So indulgences, but Father Anthony, okay? So indulgences, what does it mean? So indulgence. You know that when we are sinning, when we have a sin, when we committed a sin, okay, the sin will have consequences, like the punishments. So sins and punishments. Okay, right here, two realities over here. When you go to confessions, your sins are forgiven. Doubt, you got one doubt. The punishment is still here. Okay? The punishment is still here that we need to pay the punishment. We need to do the punishment. So the punishment is right here. And then if we have not do and then fulfill the punishment, we can go to purgatory to fulfill the punishment right here. So another example for you is, if we have the nail, okay? You put the nail on the gall. So when you pull the nails out, when you go to confession, you pull the nails out of the gall, okay? But in the gall, it's still a hole. You get that some image over here? So the nail and the hole, not the hole in the gall. English sometimes is complicated with the words, but the nails, when you go to confession, you pull the nails out of the gall, but in the gall, still a hole. So the punishment is the hole. How can I fulfill the hole on the gall? Indulgences. When you get the indulgences, the punishment, you got that down. the whole, you fulfill the whole by the indulgences, so that if you go to confession, you got one, your sins are forgiven, you got down here. And if you receive the indulgences during the holy year, you got both things down right here. So basically, you got the free ticket. Like basically, you got like the whole package of graces of God for through holy year, next year, 2025. It has begun last night already. The Pope, he opened the door, the holy door in Rome. It means that he opened the graces for all the single Catholic in the world, the universal church. Right now, we can receive the indulgences for the holy year. So I maybe invite you all, maybe think about that. Maybe think about the Cathedral of Denver. Maybe go over there. Receive confessions and then receive indulgences so that you can pull the nail and then you can fulfill the hole on the goal and then you're good to go. That's so important about the holy year, about the graces that you will receive in the Jubilee year 2025. That's all I have today for you all. The gift, the gratitude, and the grace. I wish you all a merry, really merry Christmas to you, all of you. And maybe like after this Mass, maybe just being with your family, okay? Maybe just really encourage you to be with your family after this Mass or today. Try to be with your family. I think we can be with God today. Awesome. That's good. And then the next one will be like maybe party or maybe like family time, because God, he wants to be with you so that you can be with others, with God, with himself as well. So I try to remind the people that the last point, I promise, okay? I hope you don't really sleep, but the last point. So we're going to receive the Holy Communion. Mostly right in the end of Mass. When you receive him, I want you to receive him with all your heart, with all your mind, okay? God, this is you. I'm going to receive you. This is you. And then when you receive him, the deacon Mark, he will say to you, go in peace. Go out there. Get out of here. Like, you go. You go out there. Like, we're going to close the church. And you go. Go out there. You are not called to be here forever, but you are called to be with your family. You are called to be out there with people. When you receive the Lord, and then now your turn, you go out there. You go out there to be with your family, to be with someone you love, to be with your relatives, to be with whoever you want, but be out there. Like, call, you are called to be out there into the world. So you receive him with all your love. And now your turn. Go out there and then be another love for your family, for your relatives. Again, Merry Christmas to all of you.